What AEP Texas actually does. AEP Texas is a transmission and distribution utility, TDU. It owns and maintains the physical infrastructure, the high voltage transmission lines, the local distribution wires, the poles, transformers, and meters that carry electricity from generation plants to homes and businesses. It does not generate electricity, and it does not sell electricity to consumers. Under Texas deregulation, governed by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, retail electricity providers, REPs, compete to sell power. But every rep in AEP Texas territory uses the same AEP wires to deliver it. Choosing a different retail provider does not change who shows up when the power goes out. That responsibility belongs to AEP Texas, regardless of which rep a household has chosen. AEP Texas is a subsidiary of American Electric Power, AEP, one of the largest electric utilities in the United States. Its Texas operations serve roughly 1 million customers across a combined service area that covers more square miles than many U.S. states. Is my address in AEP Texas territory? The fastest way to confirm is to enter an address or zip code on the Power to Choose website, powertochoose.org. The official PUCT marketplace. The site identifies the TDU for every address in the deregulated market. As a general geographic guide, AEP Texas territory covers Corpus Christi and the Coastal Bend, AEP Central, Laredo and the surrounding area, AEP Central, Victoria, Cuero, and surrounding counties, AEP Central, Abilene, San Angelo, and the surrounding region, AEP North, Wichita Falls and North Texas outside of Encore Territory, AEP North, Del Rio and the Trans-Pecos area, AEP North. Areas not served by AEP Texas include Houston, CenterPoint Energy, Dallas-Fort Worth, Encore, and most of the Panhandle, XL Energy. Those regions have their own TDUs with separate rate structures. AEP Central versus AEP North. What is the difference? AEP Texas operates under two distinct rate zones, each with its own PUCT-approved delivery tariff. The two zones are AEP Texas Central and AEP Texas North. The distinction matters for bill comparisons because delivery charges differ between them. AEP Texas Central covers the southern portion of the AEP service area, centered on Corpus Christi. It includes the Coastal Bend, the lower Rio Grande Valley transmission zone, and parts of South Central Texas. AEP Texas North covers the northern and western portion of the service area, including the Abilene area, Wichita Falls, San Angelo, and the far west Texas communities tied to the ERCOT grid. The practical difference for a consumer is in the TDU delivery charge line item on their monthly bill. As of the most recent PUCT filings, AEP Texas Central and AEP Texas North carry slightly different per kilowatt hours distribution charges and fixed customer charges. When comparing electricity plans on Power to Choose, the site automatically applies the correct TDU zone based on the address entered. So, the price at 500 kWh, price at 1,000 kWh, and price at 2,000 kWh figures shown already include the correct zone's delivery charges. A household moving from Corpus Christi, AEP Central, to Abilene, AEP North, should reshop plans entirely because the underlying delivery cost structure is different, and a plan that was competitive in one zone may not be competitive in the other. How AEP Texas delivery charges appear on your bill. Every AEP Texas customer sees TDU delivery charges on their monthly bill, regardless of which retail provider they use. These charges are set by the PUCT, not by the rep, and they are identical for every customer in the same rate class within a given zone. A typical AEP Texas residential delivery charge consists of two components. A fixed monthly customer charge. This is a flat fee billed every month, regardless of how much electricity the household uses. It covers the cost of maintaining the meter and the connection to the grid. A variable distribution charge per kilowatt hour. This scales with consumption. The more electricity a household uses, the higher this portion of the delivery charge. There may also be a transmission charge component, a distribution cost recovery factor, and other smaller riders that reflect approved infrastructure investments. the PUCT publishes the full AEP Texas tariff schedules on its website, puc.texas.gov. Texas residential customers paid an average of roughly 14 to 15 cents per kilowatt hour in 2023. EIA, Electric Power Monthly. Plans pricing well above that range warrant a comparison. When usage patterns have changed significantly, a household that added an electric vehicle or replaced gas appliances with electric alternatives will use considerably more electricity, making a plan with a low fixed monthly charge and a higher per kilowatt hour rate less favorable than before. Switching providers in AEP Texas territory does not interrupt service and does not require a technician visit. The transition is handled electronically between the rep and AEP Texas. The bottom line for AEP Texas customers. AEP Texas delivers electricity to roughly 1.1 million customers across two rate zones in West, Central, and South Texas. It maintains the infrastructure, responds to outages, and passes regulated delivery charges through to every customer on the same terms. The retail provider a household chooses affects only the energy charge component of the bill. Shopping smart in AEP Texas territory means understanding that delivery charges are fixed. Identifying the correct zone, central or north, before comparing plans, and reading the EFL for any plan under consideration.